Probably not funny, huh? Oh, I bumped my microphone. That one's for you.
This episode brought to you by stealing magic packs at the mall.
Welcome back to Squelch. I'm Dano.
I'm Enthralamond.
And I'm Matt at Arms. I'm here to arrest Dan and remind everyone that Hearthstone is a game and that games are supposed to be fun.
I don't think I can get in trouble for shoplifting when I was like 15 or whatever.
I think the statute of limitations is finally worn off.
I don't think the store is open anymore. What are they going to do? Hey, are you Dan who lives in...
The funny thing is, if you stole like 4 packs, they would be like, you stole $30,000 worth of cards from us. Yeah, and exactly. They wouldn't be wrong.
To be fair, those cards were thrown away by my mother years ago. All right. So if you missed that, that's because you weren't hanging out with us in Discord like Bob was before the show. If you're a patron, you can do that. And all our patrons, you are the absolute best. Like, truly the most amazing human beings in the entire world. We love you a lot.
And we run on a very clear schedule. Like, we will post that we'll be in the pre-show Discord channel about 30 seconds before we get there. on a random day when we roll a 20 on that D20 and decide to record. So, very clear, very organized.
I wish we were joking, but that's probably true.
Probably.
Speaking of patrons, I ran into Zenshi on Ladder this week.
Really?
Like, I was playing in super secret mode, because sometimes I play in super secret mode a lot, because then I can rope without feeling guilty. Because, like, I have to count on my fingers, and like, I'm not very good at counting. So, like, it's like a lot of thought goes into turns sometimes, so I'm always roping, and so I always play on super secret mode. But I ran into someone called Zenshi on Ladder, and I was like, is this her patron? And so I got off of super secret mode, and they greeted me. I'm like, oh, they either... like, saw that it's me, or they're just a nice person. So I greeted them back and kept them off of Squelch. And then after, they trounced me, just completely pantsed me on Ladder playing Spell Power Shaman. I sent them a friend request, and I was like, hey, do you listen to Squelch? and they're like, yeah. I was like, oh my gosh, thank you so much. We appreciate you know you so much. He's like, oh my gosh, are you that Dano? And I was like, yeah.
That's amazing, Zenshi. Aw, and you even kicked Dan's butt on Ladder. You're extra special.
Oh my gosh, just kicked my teeth in. I was playing OTK Shaman, which like half of that deck is draw, and I was like top decking for like 3 or 4 turns. Like, okay, like I had a hand, it was heal and then weapon removal. I was like, okay, this is over. So I just conceded.
That's funny.
Oh man, another bomb for the microphone. Magooch, miss you, bro.
Man. More one out by banging your microphone. Oh, wait.
I love how, like, the fourth time in an episode you bug him about it, he's just like, Dan, I don't fucking know.
All right. I am going to play the Finley drop, and then one of you are going to talk because I have to plug my headphones in.
Hello, old friend. Let's meet for tea after the match, shall we?
Do we talk now, Matt?
I think you should start.
Usually Dan asks us to start talking.
I know.
All right, so
I'm so
this
confused.
Week I played some Reno Mage, which was lots of fun. I played no Reno Mage, which doesn't play the cartoon cards and like plays some other good cards that aren't as much fun. But I did win with it. And then I played OTK Shaman, which was just Edelweiss Shaman, but with fewer fun cards and like all the weapon removal. Like, it plays Ooze and Harrison.
Wow. That sounds awful.
Yeah, and you don't get the Cthune stuff, and you have less burn in it, so it's like very much like it's just around the OTK, and you're not just like burning people down with it. And so I don't think it's better than Edelweiss. It's the same deck basically, just like teched for Ladder, like high Ladder. But I played that, and I lost a ton of games with it, but it was kind of fun. If I were going to play with it like today, I'd play Edelweiss's deck because it's more fun, and it does this. You have the same OTK, but you have more burn in the deck, and you're not playing all weapon removal. So I played that, and I could have gone 50% with it, but like I messed up the OTK like multiple times by just not like getting the one mana get a free hero power like far enough in advance, because like you have to be like, you have to plan out your turns like multiple turns in advance, and I just wouldn't like, I would like in the last game I was like, okay Dan, just play it now, and then I didn't, and then I lost by one turn, and I was like, you, why didn't you play it, you stupid idiot. But it was fun though, and I did get, so like that does play Vol'jin, the Vol'jin that like takes a card from whoever deck that you put the card back in, and like, and I did this on purpose. I Vol'jin someone's Ticketus, and I felt like the smartest person in the whole wide world. It's like I waited till 9 so I could like deal with the Ticketus when I pulled it out, and I waited until I knew for sure that they had, you know, that Ticketus was active, so that was in his like, that it was in their hand, and then I played it, and then Ticketus came out, and I was like in my living room by myself with like my hands in the air, like the smartest person in the world, and then I it was awesome.
You're like, I know how Firebat felt when he won the world championship. Yeah.
I did. It's true. It's 100% accurate. Like, it was like Firebat and me, we were just like, you know, probably the same level of play.
Honey, fire the confetti cannon!
just ran around my house, my apartment, with like, you know, my shirt over my head, like I just scored the game-winning goal. It was Dean, glorious.
Dean, put on a gold sequin peacock coat and ask me some questions.
And I am also certain. I'm pretty sure I still lost the game, but it was still fun though, because I did that part right. I might have won that game. I can't remember. I didn't win a lot of games.
This is the end of Frodan show. Everybody bye.
All right, Matt, what did you do this week?
Not a whole lot in Hearthstone, just a bunch of garbage. I'm not having a whole lot of fun.
I've been a lot of so much fun.
No, like I've been playing like anything that's like remotely Highlander for some reason, because that's the only thing that seems fun.
Something's been fun for 2 years, man. What are you talking about?
I know, but like, I really
have done for 2 years.
I just need to butt in and say that you're wrong, because World Kick Rogue is a
deck. Yeah.
It's a really good deck, still,
it's
by
a
the
super
way.
Good like, deck. I'm just not in the mood to play a good deck. I'm just playing, like, I've been playing like Highlander Druid, which is kind of not great.
It's kind of good, though, too.
It is still
fun. I've been watching Fino play it on the weekend a little.
We'll be back after a quick break.
Ever thought modern video games should be more interesting? At The Gaming Blender, we take randomized genres, mechanics, and make a new game every episode.
I've added permadeath.
We have a survival game of a hardcore simulation, which could be House Flipper, and with the permadeath of XCOM. Then that all has to be an action adventure.
Yes.
Ooh, dear.
Yes.
And sometimes it doesn't quite work.
And you have a construction off over the course of the narrative.
A construction off. The way we can do this is that we ditch your idea entirely.
Entirely.
Check out The Gaming Blender on all your favorite podcast platforms now.
It's fun. It's like, it's different, and like I get to play stupid powerful things, and yeah.
Like the hand size issues for that deck, I always botch up like the Elise turns.
Elise turns,
always,
yeah.
I'm like, this is a lot of thinking. I don't think I want to do this.
Yeah, like
I got good at those in Questrid. When I was really good at Questrid a couple years ago, I was really good at that. It took a long time to kind of get used to those.
So the highlight of the week was like I had Pure Paladin get me down to 5, so I coin out or I innervate out like I played Dragon Queen Alexstrasza and got an Azari and something else.
Nice.
And so
it's
then
called
I
winning.
And then I played an Elise and then played the Azari when he put me down to 5.
I saw your post with that. Was that on Twitter? I can't remember.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was pretty funny.
It's like, and then the guy just left. He was like, I'm done.
I was playing
someone on offline mode? Was it Dan?
It might. No.
We're in the wrong. I don't ever
I'm
leave.
Joking.
Speaking of leaving though, I was playing against an aggro rogue, like, you know, like the super best deck in the format, like everyone says, but it's not really, but it's still really, really good, obviously. I was playing the OTK shaman, and I just like beat like the aggro rogue, like legitimately just like knew what they were trying to do and just dealt with it. they just like noped out of the game.
Nice.
At a certain point they just left, and I was like, oh my gosh, that's this is awesome.
World kick rogue versus aggro rogue is really fun. I don't think in favor, but like the wins are so good. Like you find freeze for their face, and they've put everything into that self sharpening sword, or like you just find some great stuff to clear stealth minions, or you just like there's many times where I just burn them down first. Like you just get your damage first, and you just burn them down first, and you know, they're like, oh dang, oh you made an 8/8 Edwin. You're like, yep, and they're like, oh no. Anyway.
I played against a control warrior a couple nights ago with OTK Shaman. And like I said, it has three different forms of weapon removal, right? And it also runs Barista, so you can copy cards. Yeah. And this control warrior's deck, I don't know, I haven't run into much control warrior. Maybe I'm not playing enough, but they ran.
I haven't seen any.
Yeah, so, okay. I've been playing a bit, so it's not like I have been, like, neglecting Hearthstone.
I have.
But they played... they played the thunk card, you know, the shield thunk that doesn't do anything, and then you can't kill them. So they played the thunk card. Plus,
is
they
that
played...
what you call that, the thunk card? That's great.
Yeah,
yeah.
They played the thunk card.
Thunk and shield.
So they played that. Plus, they played the 4/2s that revive a weapon. Mm-hmm. Plus, they played double bouncy. Brewmasters.
So they played. Hang on, let me get this right. Yeah. They played a Thunk and Shield, a Revivo, and a Bouncy Trouncy.
No, they played two revives and two Bouncy Trouncy. So they played. They basically were, and they were playing the tutor the weapon thing. So it was a buffed weapon.
Nice.
So like their entire game plan was basically survive until they could like Nuzoth some minions back.
So let me get this right. Hang on, let me get this right. They played a weapon 2D. Yeah.
Yep.
And then they played the Thunken Shield.
Thunken Shield. Yep. Yes.
Yeah. And then they played two Revivos and two Bouncy Trouncies.
Yep. That's
okay.
Right.
We got it.
Yeah.
And
that's the deck list right there.
And with Harrison and Double Ooze and Barista, I was able to clear that weapon off every single time.
Did you barista an ooze?
Yeah, I barista the oozes. I barista two oozes. It was pure joy.
That is so much like OG Magic back in the day, where it's like the person is essentially like, I'm gonna fireball your face, and you're like, blue elemental blast. And then they're like, I'm gonna play a Keldon Warlord, and you're like, blue elemental blast.
It was just the stupidest game of Hearthstone I played in a long
time.
That's
actually really amazing. Do you have a replay? I want to see it.
I ended up losing because I screwed up the OTK at the end.
Doesn't
I was
matter.
One,
Who cares?
One turn too short, but
I still want to see it.
Yeah, it was one of those ones where it's like, okay, I think I didn't plan for their end game. I thought they were going to do the ETC thing, so I was clearing their armor.
Silas thing.
Yeah, and then what they ended up doing, the Silas thing. And then what they ended up doing was they just like played Nuzoth that brings back one of each type. Nuzoth, right?
Oh yeah, I think. That,
yeah, so I didn't plan for their. I didn't know what their win con was, so they got me with their win con. So I was. I thought that I had.
Oh no!
I thought I had
win condition.
I thought I had time. So
I hate it when my opponent plays a win con.
I thought I had plenty of time, and I was like, goofing off with Dean
jerk.
And like. So I thought I was. Yeah, so they got me. What are you gonna do though?
So other than not playing a bunch of garbage in Hearthstone, I've been watching my son play a ton of Breath of the Wild, and he loves that game. So I think I've officially won as a father, because Zelda Breath of the Wild is one of my favorite video games of all time, and now it's one of his favorite video games of all time, and I can now retire as a father and like
congratulations.
I think I've
peaked. As a father, I'm done with it.
I've peaked. I can't. There's not much better I can do at this point.
That's amazing.
So, and he beat the first two Blight Ganons, his first two Blight Ganons, and his ally gotten as far as I have in the game, which is amazing.
That's so awesome.
That's amazing. That doesn't mean anything to me, but it sounds great, though.
Yeah, Lucky knows what I'm talking about.
Hang on. Are the Blight Ganons, do they add Blight to the front so you wouldn't know it was Ganon, like Ganondorf in that game?
No, it's...
My friends were like, this new Zelda game on N64 is so good, Ocarina of Time, and then there's this secret character you don't know who he is. His name is Ganondorf.
I'm pretty sure we all know who that is.
Yeah, we all know who that is, really.
No,
yeah.
I know. I just remember being like, this game is not for me.
I've never played any of the Zeldas past Super Nintendo. That's the last.
That's
Zelda
probably
I ever
the,
played
one
Super
of the
Nintendo.
Best ones. That's probably still one of the best ones.
They look cool. I don't know.
I just love those games. Those are absolutely my favorite games of all time. Like I will play them all as much as I can, and like I don't get as far as in some, but like you know, like Twilight Princess didn't do that much for me, but like. Breath of the Wild is just, I can just play it and zen out, and it's amazing.
It's a beautiful game.
Oh, yeah. It's so good. Mm-hmm.
I watched my brother play it a lot. It looks really gorgeous and really fun.
Yep.
Anyway. So last night, so this is completely unrelated to anything, but so last night I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do. I was like, I wasn't ready for bed yet because it was like 9:30 and I'm like, I'll be awake in bed for 4 hours. So what's the point?
That's about when I fell asleep.
So Lara 6686, do you guys know who she is? She does the piano stuff. She's a lot of like she'll like learn.
She's amazing.
Piano
stuff
on. Yeah, right. So I put her stream on because I saw she was streaming. I was like, I can just chill out here. And then she played some Octopath Traveler. Someone like requested Octopath Traveler. I was like, that's what I should do. So I played Octopath Traveler with the sound off and then watched Lara's stream, and it was like just the chillest 2 hours. I'm like, this is what I needed. This is perfect, actually. So it was really, really great too. Cause like with Octopath, like it's such an old school Nintendo game, right? Like where it's like you can just like walk around, you have some random boss, some random enemy fights, you can, you know, and like the boss fights are actually kind of like thought-provoking a little bit, but I was like over-leveled for the area, so it was like it wasn't too easy and it wasn't too hard, and so it was like the perfect chill evening. It was great. It was perfect.
And the combat in that game is interesting, but not like complex to the point where it's like I have to think too much.
I accidentally broke the game.
Nice.
So a lot of it is too easy for me. Because I had my main character be the thief, and so the thief has you basically go infinite with the thief's like superpower in that game, where like you don't have to drop mana. So like because I have him maxed out with everything, and because you can't take him out of his party, he's over leveled for all the content basically. So all I have to do is I just like with the thief, you could like share your like mana with your other characters. So you just use all your high power mana stuff. The thief shares it with them. Then the thief can steal it back from other enemies. And because like the thief is so powerful, it steals a ton of it back because it hits like a truck. And then when you get to like your third, like when you can get to use your superpower, use your superpower and it maxes out 9999. And so like, all the random trash is cleared super quickly.
Yeah.
Which is fine. And then the boss fights are still good. Like the boss fights are all really good in that game. I really enjoy them. Like they're not like I played Final Fantasy VI recently, and that game was easy to the part of like to the point where it's no longer my favorite Final Fantasy game. I just never knew it was that easy. It really bummed me out. It was like there was no thinking involved at all. It was just all easy mode. And I was like, oh, this is what disappointing, amazing. Actually. Yeah. So, like, they need to remake Final Fantasy VI so that I can
play 100%. It again. Give me Final Fantasy VI remake. That'd be amazing. Oh.
Yeah. I guess for the new Yuffie game, for, like, Final Fantasy VII remake, that the new, like, side quest game that's coming out, you have to have the PS5, so... I think that's going to be like I said on Twitter, it's one of those situations where it might be better to ask for forgiveness and ask for permission. I think Sarah might kill me though.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that works out.
So what'd you do this week, Dolomond?
What did I do this week? I worked a lot and I tried to sleep to catch up on, cause I was sick all last week. So I've been trying to sleep a lot to kind of catch up on sleep, and some of the nights that's worked and other nights it hasn't. Been playing a lot of like mini sticks and watching Canucks games with Nate. So like mini sticks on the floor, we got our mini nets and our mini sticks, and like diving around everywhere with the softball and whipping it at each other. That's been pretty fun. But played a bit of Battlegrounds, but not really much. Like I hit the ladder for the first time today. this month. Got my times 11, so that's sweet. And playing some World Kick Rogue, so that's been fun. Yeah, that's about it. I haven't been playing duels or anything. But I did, one thing I really have been thinking about is, like, you know, finding that reason to wake up in the morning, like how important that is to life and just having this reason to live. And
Hearthstone, right?
I completed a new EDH deck last
week. Oh, Magic. And, my bad.
And it's mono blue clones, where I legitimately just copy everything everybody else is doing.
You were telling me about this.
And just going to say it's a lot better than I thought it would be, because turns out everybody else is playing really powerful stuff in EDH.
So it's like playing Priest on Ladder, where you just play Thought Steal.
I'm not going to say it's easy to win games, but it is easy to do powerful things, and you don't know what you're going to do going into any game, and it's so much fun. And I've played 3 games online with it, which isn't a ton, but I also played 1v1 versus Nate a bunch. I kept, like, copying his giant creatures and then, like, bouncing them to his hand. So no more 1v1 versus Nate with that deck, because it's not the happy moment. Yeah. Nate finished. Oh, we also finished Nate a dinosaurs deck, so he now has a dinosaurs deck, and he's been beating me up with dinosaurs this week. So it's been fun. It's my week in, not in Hearthstone, I suppose, mostly. Yeah.
All right. Cool. I'm hungry.
Taste my grilled cheese.
Will do, Ben. Will do. So our first good this week is the new Rouge hero portrait. It is awesome. Like, the Gladiator Valyra is amazing. It's super cool. I actually bought it because it looks amazing. And I didn't play any Rouge because I was playing other stuff. But maybe I'll play like a Highlander Rouge this week at some point. But I just love it. It looks super cool. I know it's not everybody's favorite, but I think it looks super sweet. And I think, so the first good is we have a bajillion hero portraits.
Yes.
And I think it was like the very early on in this show, one of our not so goods was, why don't they just make heroes and let us buy them? Like, just make heroes and let us buy them. And recently they've been doing that. And I was looking through like my hero portraits, and they are amazing. Like, it's actually difficult to choose my favorite hero portraits sometimes. Like, that's just amazing, right? Like, there's multiple like Rouges that look great. There's like, Shaman has a bajillion different heroes that look awesome. It's hard to pick. Warrior has a couple good ones now. Paladin still only has one, and that's okay. At least they have one now, so that's awesome.
Yeah, it's hello. That's the only good one.
No, it's definitely not that one.
No, it's that one.
No, it's not. It's the new one. It's the new Three Kingdoms one. It looks amazing.
Okay, yeah, it's the second best one.
I just love it. I love the hero portraits. I love that we have options now. I hope they don't stop. I'm not gonna lie. Like, so if I had not so good this week, it would be the fact that Anduin the Rogue is a priest. Why wouldn't Anduin the Rouge be a Rouge? Like,
if Anduin?
Andy. Yeah, no, just Andy.
Anduin.
Like if there was a if Thrall was a mage, would they have Thrall still be a shaman? Like, their classes, not characters, right? And so by having Anduin be a rogue character, but be a priest portrait, that is basically saying that, like, the characters are more important than the classes that you're playing. So it doesn't matter what class that Anduin is. Anduin is always a priest, even if Anduin's a mage or a rogue or a warrior, right? Hang on.
I just need to interrupt here to give Ixar a warning. I know he listens to our show.
He does.
Ixar, Dan doesn't. Dan is going to send you a letter in the mail, and it's clearly going to be filled with complaints about classes versus characters.
I wrote Ixar a tweet and he didn't respond to it. I was playing.
Already tweeted him about this.
No. I said, dear at Ixar, why did you give me this hand? I still love you though. Love, Dano. And it was I was playing Reno Mage, and it was the hand I had. It was three secrets and then the secret tutor. And that was my opening hand. And I was like, who did I hurt to deserve this?
Well, using your logic of, okay, the Anduin rogue hero portrait should be a rogue hero portrait, then
it should be.
Then Matt Damon Anduin should be a paladin portrait.
Yeah. Matt Damon, that's not specifically a paladin, though.
He looks like a paladin.
He doesn't. He's carrying a staff, though. Priests, paladins don't carry staffs. They have, like, maces and books.
You know what call a staff with a big thing on the top? A mace.
It's not, though. It's a staff with a big thing on the top, because it's not short.
Call it a lance or a glaive. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
It's a staff. It's what they are. This isn't up for debate.
We're gonna attack that hero portrait's the worst, Dan.
It is the best. You are all so wrong. I want to play priest just because of Matt Damon. It is amazing. It's so good. It's Anduin cosplaying as Matt Damon. It's awesome.
I like
the
Lunar New Year Valyra a lot, but
that Dochan Valyra is amazing.
I'm still kind of waiting for, like, Rogue to have a hero portrait that I really like. I'm like, that's my Rogue portrait. You know?
See,
that's the Gladiator Valyra. I love it. It's awesome. She looks amazing. It's so cool.
It's probably right one of my least favorite Rogue portraits.
Like, seeing that we've had, like, what, no Rogue portraits, and then, like, I've had a sudden glut of amazing Rogue portraits, like between the 60 level 60 Rogue portrait, or the rewards track portrait, Dochan Valyra, and the new one. Yeah.
Priest has maybe the second or third best Rogue portrait, which, I mean, let's be honest.
That's true.
no, it doesn't. That thing is terrible.
Oh, I love it. It's so cool.
I'm not
cool.
A big fan of a lot of the art lately. I feel bad saying that. I don't want to be such a negative Nancy, but I don't love the art direction.
Well, the hard part for you is, like, it's your life and your job. So, like, you have such a different critical eye of it, right? Like, whereas me, I'm like, it looks cool.
There's plenty of people who are super into art who love that stuff too, though, right? Like, it's just at that point, sure, I have a critical, I can, like, I would say maybe, like, hopefully I can articulate why I do or don't like something if we're having that kind of conversation. But, like, really at the end of the day, it's still subjective how much you like something, right? It's just...
Sure. I think you do a good job articulating it, too, because we talk about it on the regular.
Yeah.
And you, like, give very, like, clear points about it.
And, like, and I know what I like. And I, like, I also like stranger stuff or more different stuff. And I don't think... World of Warcraft is a very different or interesting fantasy IP as far as the art goes. Like,
see,
I love it. I love it in a lot of ways.
It's always been childish, though, right? Like, that was, I remember when World of Warcraft first came out, and people were, and I was playing EverQuest at the time, and people were like, a lot of people in our EQ guild were like, I'm not going to play World of Warcraft. It looks childish. It looks like a cartoon, right? Like, that was like an actual critique of, like, the World of Warcraft art style, right?
The Chris Metzen, like, illustrations in the rule books were, like, super Diablo-ish, right? Like, they were pretty. I remember looking at those and loving those a lot. But anyway, we don't need to, like, one thing I do really want to Matt, go ahead.
No, I can't fully judge the art of a set until all the cards come out.
I'm so salty about that. We're going to get into it in a second. But the last thing I was just going to say is I agree so much, and I really love that there's more and more portraits, but I do kind of wish, just for people who didn't log in all the time, that they were just for sale. Like, they were just for sale all the time. Like, just
agreed.
have a whole bunch of portraits there, and you can just get them.
I think they're getting there. I think the bummer is that, like, they have such, like, finite time limits. Like, if I wanted to go back and get, like, the warrior one, I couldn't purchase it, right?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
So buy Nazoth again. I want to go back and buy Nazoth. I'll spend $20 on just Nazoth.
Yeah, but, like,
I wish there was a,
like, they should just always be for sale.
Yeah, and it's sort of like, I think it's kind of a nod to, like,
the Thunder King's available,
the whales like us, and, like, and they are bringing some of the stuff back, right? Some of the old card backs come back, and
I don't need
Sylvanas
to feel
is coming next week.
I don't need to feel special because I logged on when I could pay $15 for Sylvanas.
Oh,
like,
I'm with you.
Special.
Yeah,
like,
no,
yeah, okay, maybe something I had to play on ladder, maybe something I had to get legend that month, or maybe something, sure, but, like, something where it was like, oh, you logged in the day you could give us money for something. Like, that's not a that's not a feel good for a whale. I don't. It's nothing.
Oh yeah, that's. Part of the reasons I only have this one, only one book of hero portrait is because this was the first time I've had like any sort of disposable income to spend on hero portraits. So it's like, yeah. I do wish. I do wish that they were a larger window at least.
Was that what I call Bionicle Valera?
It is Bionicle Valera.
She's kind of Bionicle. I don't know.
I think she's awesome.
Good. Yeah.
I love it. That's cool. What's our not so good, Matt?
Not so good this week is all the cards we've gotten. Oh, wait. No, we haven't gotten any of that. No real date and when we will get the cards and start reveal season. Because nobody likes reveal season. It has to be as short as possible, right, folks?
No, it forces us to talk about new things in Hearthstone for longer periods of time because none of us would enjoy that.
No, God, no. Please don't give us a drip feed. No, don't give us like 2-3 cards a day. You can't handle that. Yeah,
just 100%. Make that clear.
100%.
I consume so much less Hearthstone content now because the reveal season is so short.
Yeah,
like I used to watch like every video. Like I watched Kibblers and Firebats and like 4 or 5 different like content creators videos about cards, and I'd listen to like every podcast I could get my hand, like my head around, that was talking about cards, because it was so much fun to listen to everybody talk about the different cards that were released. And now that they all come out at once, it's like this week we have a whole bunch of people talking about the core set, but like I don't have 15 hours to listen to everyone talk about the core set this week. Yeah. Right, like it's great, I love that everyone's talking about it, but like I don't have that kind of time.
I loved getting off of work. And what would happen is I get off work at like 4 Pacific and I would go into our Discord or our Slack and there would be like 300 messages talking about the 2 cards that were released that day. And I would get off work and be like, okay, I can't read through these 300 messages. And 1 or 2 people would just like talk me through the whole thing and we'd do another 100 comments. But it was great. It was like I could always look forward to the moment of the day when I get on my phone and like nerd out. And it was just a couple cards and it was a reason to interact with you guys. Right? It was a reason to be like, hey, I can talk to my friends about new Hearthstone cards. And I gotta be honest, with when it all drops, I don't know what all the cards are when the set starts, always.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
you know,
no,
unless I go through the spreadsheet. And when I go through the rating spreadsheet that Matt, you used to put out, and I think now it's Wicked Good and Hat Who Do It?
It's Hat and Hero Power Guys.
Hero Power, I'm sorry. Zoroshio or I don't
know. Yeah, Zoroshio and Abadis, yeah. Mostly just Hat.
So, but it's usually if I go through there, but then I'll already forget. I'm with Dan on that. Like, I just, when it's all at once, it's overwhelming and it's like, I'll put a couple hours in, but it's not enough for 135 cards.
No.
And it's like, it really, I know I've been on the ramp before, but it really did kill the reveal season. And the thing that makes me the most mad about it is the community shut it down. Mm-hmm. It wasn't Blizzard. Blizzard wanted to have a drift feed. They wanted to have us talking about Hearthstone cards for a month. That's what I want. I want to talk about Hearthstone cards for a month. And other people who like Hearthstone said they didn't want to talk about Hearthstone that much. And it's like, it's just, at the end of the day, I'm just still super salty about it.
It was just a weird group.
So many podcasts that I listened to, and so many Twitter accounts, and they were all saying we don't like this. And it's like, why not?
Yeah,
I know.
What killed the drip feed honestly was Knights of the Frozen Throne, when like it was like a month, like they announced Knights of the Frozen Throne, they showed us like about a half a dozen cards, and then we waited for 3 weeks for the day card reveals were gonna start, and the only card revealed was Ticking Abomination. Or like it killed the hype.
So like there is a happy medium. You don't have to do 1 card per day or 150 cards a day. You could do something in the middle.
Dan, this is crazy talk. Let's move on.
And that's the part that kind of frustrates me. It's like we went from 1 card per day to all the cards.
To like 15 cards a day.
I don't know. I do prefer. Just give me 3 cards a day, 4 cards a day, 5 cards a day.
Yeah.
It's like Enthralment said last week, you know, we could have been talking about these cards for the last month, the core set cards last month, but instead we just got them all in an afternoon, right? It's like there was one tweet that said, go to the website, and that was it. It wasn't even a link in the tweet. It just said they're always on the website.
And then we had to figure out how to find the core set on the website. And then, like, we're still having trouble with that.
How is that? I went there looking at it today. I'm like, how is that website so confusing? It's just the worst website. I don't know how they managed to do that. Like, why is it so hard to find the cards?
It was really hard for me to find the cards. I was like, you just have to search them in the card library. Because I'm like, in sets. And I'm like, why isn't core set listed in sets?
I know, right?
Expansion. It's like, oh, shut, come on.
All right, what's our best good enthralla month?
Ain't nobody dope as new core set. It's just so fresh, so clean.
I don't know what just happened.
Change, freshness, so fresh and so clean, clean. Core set, is this a Canadian free cards thing? It's Outcast, whatever.
Okay, I get you now.
You don't remember that song?
I don't. I don't remember that particular song, but I remember Outkast.
Nobody dope as me. I'm just so fresh, so clean. You don't remember that? That was a great song. Anyway, we'll look at it. You can listen to it after.
I'll listen to it now.
Okay, fine. I'll sing the whole song. Okay, ready? Here we go. core set, free cards, so exciting. Like, man, I really like what they did. And I was really disappointed at first that there weren't more new cards. Like, I thought it was going to be more new cards and less old cards. But then going through it and seeing how many cards were changed got me super jazzed. Like, I think that was, for me, it was like, okay, now they've touched these cards and really, like, every single change, I'm like, yeah, that's a good change. Yeah, that's a good change. Ooh, that's a good change. And just going through the list, I can't even remember everything that's in there. It's such a huge list. Like you said, yeah, why didn't they release them 5 days? We're in the good. Okay.
there's only one card you need to know about, and it's Jiraxxus as a hero card.
Oh, I thought it was Winds Obey My Command. Come on. Big old buff right there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's one more health.
One more health. We covered that last week on the podcast.
I know we did.
Anyway, I don't know how much we have more to say about that, but I think we're all really excited. I think everyone's excited. What an exciting time for Hearthstone.
I love it, and I think it's so cool. I love what they did with Mage, right? So they gave Mage, like, a class within its class, right? So it's Mage, but it's Fire Mage right now. How cool is that, right?
That's cool.
Like, and then, like, and next
Tribal
year...
Tribal spells are super, super
next
hot.
Year... It's going to be Freeze Mage. They are going to bring all those Freezy spells back.
And everybody's
going to be angry about that. And it's going to be fun to watch everybody kind of melt down about it. Let's be honest. Melt ice. That's funny.
Freeze sucks as a mechanic.
But they're gonna keep it as targeted freeze. That's clearly what they're doing. Like, you have to target things to freeze them. Yeah.
That's cool. I think it's super fun. I like Shaman. They must feel confident about Shaman, right? Because they just... changed the cards. They changed like five of the cards, right? Like, it's like a big old change for Shaman. I hope it doesn't miss, because, like,
well, they're Shaman's, like, well, I think Overload, Shaman's... everyone talks about how Overload is a bad mechanic, and I was just like, I think Overload's really strong, and I think Team 5 has always just been like, 5 mana 7/8, that's got to be Overload 11.
Yeah, like, and that's, you know, that's like, always like, been my thing. Overload 2 is unplayable. And it's just always been unplayable. Like, there was one time that Overload 2 was not unplayable. It was a 4 mana 7/7, and it became unplayable fairly quickly, right?
Yeah, like after the, so after, this, like when the next set came in the rotation.
It was even before that. It had got out of Aggro Shaman. Like, we talked about this in the podcast when Totem Glyph dropped, right? I'm like, it's too overload. It's unplayable.
Yeah. That card is OP. I stand by what I said. It's hyper strong. People just haven't figured it out in the meta yet.
I played a lot of it, by the way, at one overload, and it's about perfect right there. But that's why I'm hoping that the changes that seem really good for Shaman. But yeah, I love it. They're free. That's so amazing, is they're free. Speaking of free, Artifact is free now.
And so is Salt on the Internet. Salt on the Internet is also free.
Not salty, are you?
So if you
will be.
Oh, sorry about that, Tito. So if you don't, follow collectible card game Twitter as closely as Matt and I do, you might have missed the fact that Artifact still exists. Well, it used to exist as a card game up until today, and now it doesn't anymore. And so they're both versions of it. that have been live, by the way, which is ridiculous, are now free. Like, everything is free about it. You can go and you can play the game for free. They're never going to touch it ever again, but it still exists. And if you want to play it, you can go play it for free. So an ode to Artifact, we are going to read Artifact Salt off of Steam today. So Artifact, this one is for you.
We'll pour one out for all the four people who played you on a regular basis.
I'm excited to hear what the few of them have to say about it.
There was a lot, by the way. And thankfully, Steam lets you sort by funny. So these are all really solid.
We need this on Twitter. We need sort by funny.
All right. So first one from Karma. Bought it. Open first free 10 packs, received cards more expensive than the game itself. Sold them for $40. Uninstalled the game. Profit.
Krogan.
Played for 6 hours.
And Krogan, a response, I think, is right next to it. And now it's time for me to play my strongest card, the credit card.
Was it expensive? I don't know the first thing about Artifact. It was like a free market kind of deal, or what?
It cost $20 to buy the game, and with those game you got 10 card packs. Then there was a secondary market that you could sell cards on, and that was what was expensive. Until it became not expensive because nobody played it anymore.
They refused to nerf any cards because they because they thought their game balancing was absolutely perfect. It wasn't.
Well, and they eventually did, but they didn't give any sort of there was no way to give people their money back for the money they spent on those nerfed cards, right?
Yeah, because they were bought on the free market from someone else for $50.
Yes, yep.
I think the card that should have been nerfed, I think it was nerfed slightly near the end of the life of the game, but it was a $25 rare card, rare hero card, and it was $25 and you could put four of them in your deck. Yeah. So it was $100 just for this one card. And then the support cards, the good support cards ended up being $10-$15, and they're it felt bad to buy.
Yeah, that stinks.
Where was I going to go with that? Oh, so eventually the market got so garbage that when you bought in to play the game, you'd pay $20 and they gave you just 5 packs.
Yeah.
So if you started the game right when it dropped, you got 10 packs for $20.
Wait, but why did they give you less packs? People would start accounts just to sell cards. But then that would flood the market. That would be a good thing, and the price of cards would come down.
All the market was completely flooded with cards, and so the market was all the cards were dirt cheap, and so they started. I don't know.
So they lowered the price of packs to try and up.
Yeah. They gave you fewer packs to try to make
the idea of actually trying to make the cards collectible in a virtual space where you don't actually hold cards.
It's bonkers, right? It's so strange to me.
There was how much to own Artifact, all the cards in Artifact, or some website like that.
It was $200 or something. It wasn't insane.
I remember checking that on a regular. It got up to $340 to buy the entire game. And I'm like, this is dumb. And the gameplay was bad and not fun.
They never released up. Right. But anyways,
let's get back to the funny salt instead of
talking about this. I guess.
So this person says. So it says they in the review, product received for free. This was a tag that was on this one. So it said, I was gifted this game and I still tried to find ways to refund it.
That's pretty funny. Okay, I'm reading this one, whatever this one is. Recommended 5.8 hours on the record. Posted May 23rd, 2019. All right. Investing in this game is like a buffet. Time for a comeback. Edit. Just realized that literally by merely playing this game, I am, by definition, among the top 200 players globally. I'm going to add this to my LinkedIn profile under interests and accomplishments.
Oh, God. I think that's Buffett, like Warren Buffett, not like a buffet, like a food line.
Investing in this game like Buffett. Oh, he's the money guy.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Warren Buffett. Yeah. He's from. Yeah.
Sorry, yep. I see that, and I think buffet because I know more about buffets than I do about Buffett.
I think buffet was more fun. Funny, actually.
The only reason I knew it was Warren Buffett was because Warren Buffett's from Nebraska, and I'm from Nebraska, and everybody has to worship Warren Buffett if you
Hang on.
Born in Nebraska.
Does that mean there's no buffets in Nebraska?
Well, there's plenty of buffets in Nebraska.
Because aren't you still more into buffets than Warren Buffett? That's my question.
Oh, yes. Because buffets are the best, especially pizza buffets.
Fantastic.
The fact that we don't have a really good national pizza buffet is a failure of the United States. Like, it is.
Agreed.
That is proof that capitalism doesn't work, because the pizza buffet is the perfect buffet. It's pizza. And all you can eat pizza of all different varieties. Maybe you want sausage and pepperoni. Maybe you want dessert pizza. You know, it's hard when you order a pizza, everyone has to agree on the pizza, right? But at a pizza buffet, you get to choose which pizza you want. Oh, I love a pizza buffet.
And if they had gotten the market right in Artifact, we would have that pizza buffet.
We'd be living in the Star Trek future. And if Artifact was able to work.
There is a local pizza buffet in Nebraska called Valentino's, and it is the greatest pizza in the whole wide world.
Man,
Valentino's. And by greatest, I mean it's a pizza buffet. So it's exactly what you'd expect, but it's still awesome.
there was a pizza buffet in Texas when I lived there. It was called CeCe's Pizza, and it was absolutely...
That was national. That was a whole southern thing, because that was also in Virginia. Yeah.
And I'm, like, at least the one time I was there, it tasted like I would have better luck going to the store and buying a Tombstone pizza and eating it from there.
Not good. Not good at all. No.
No,
Valentino's
was
really good, actually. Yeah. No, Valentino's was actually really good. It was, yeah. No. Okay, here we go. One more review. Who wants this one?
I got this one. It's a weird but great game, and I eagerly await the 2020 relaunch. I played a little bit of the relaunch, and it was awful still.
I put that one in there because I thought it was kind of funny, because 2021, and it's not a game anymore.
It was not a fun game. It was impossible to grok, even after playing it for 3 or 4 days. And I'm like, what am I doing here? What's going on? Why do I have 3 boards? Why don't I just have one? Ugh, it was awful.
Yeah, it's, Anyways.
This one's a real page turner.
It's time for some lore. All right, so we are talking about Egwene today. Egwene. I think that's right. So she's the new mage. She's, Egwene is, hold on, I need some water here.
We talked about Egwene in lore before, just mentioned her briefly in the Medivh lore.
Yep. Yeah. Watch out there, spoiler, Mr. Spoilerson.
Well, I'm just saying we did lore on that before.
Yeah. So Egwene is a guardian and super powerful. She was taught by Magna Scavel. I would explain who that is, but I mean, there is no reason. We all know who that person is. I mean, can you imagine playing Hearthstone or World of Warcraft without knowing who Magna Scavel is? Yeah, me either. I mean, that would just... Yeah. That'd be bonkers, right? I mean, there's just no reason. It'd be like explaining, why is water wet, right? Like,
yeah, but even if you don't know, you really can picture everything you need to picture in your head just from hearing the name.
So, anywho, Egwene is awesome. And the 4 boy sorcerer apprentices she changed with are stupid idiots who thought she would be a crap because she was a lady, but she showed them. They aren't worth talking about because, for all we know, they are priced a little baby-wavy sorcerer apprentices. They are so lame that they probably won't even give you a discount when you cast a spell. Anyway, back to Egwene.
They're also probably the kinds of people who move the magic cards when too many of them get stolen.
Yeah.
Sure. Anyway, so back to Egwene. So she was fighting demons because now she is a guardian. That's guardian with a capital G, so you know she is important. She was super awesome and powerful, and she was all like, I can kill all these demons by myself. I don't need any help from all you people at Trisfall. And we all know how well that works out in Azeroth when someone thinks they can handle demons all on their own. Yep, it ended perfectly. No harm done at all. Did I say no harm done at all? I mean, literally all the harm was done. Like, all of the harm. So Egwene, she hated this dude because he was a jerk. But once she got to know him better, doesn't matter. Just some guy, right? So Egwene hated this guy because he was a jerk. And then she got to know him and she realized she actually loved him. Why? Because the book she was in was written by a man, and men think that if they're just jerks, eventually women will love them. So Egwin loved this guy who was actually a jerk, but not a jerk because, again, written by a man, so she fell in love with him. And so they decided to have a baby, and that baby was Medivh. Dun, dun, dun. Now, so I forgot to mention Sargeras. Sargeras is a demon that Egwin killed. She thought she'd taken care of him by herself because she was a powerful person on Azeroth, and all the powerful people on Azeroth are stupid, and they all think they can deal with the demons by themselves. Spoiler alert, they never, ever, ever can, and you would think eventually one of them would figure out, maybe don't deal with demons by yourself, because you are always going to unleash some sort of awful thing. Like, just...
Usually though, they all make a deal with Sargeras. That's what we've learned in the past, right? Usually they all make the deal with Sargeras or kill Jaden or whatever. She's at least trying to fight him, right? So,
She like whooped him, like just like completely whooped him, and then like.
And then did she fall in love with him because he's a jerk?
No, he like just like. This was like the plan was for her to like beat him so that she could like hide in her weapon and then like hide inside of her. And like,
convoluted at all.
So from the inside, he made her like become kind of like bad. And so she went off and lived by herself and fell in love with a jerk. And then she didn't think he was a jerk anymore.
Every good character becomes corrupted in the storyline, by the
way. I know. So they had a baby named Medivh, and like that was planned, and she was like, okay, I want to make the next, I am so powerful that I'm gonna make the next capital G guardian with this jerk guy, and then I'm gonna just like hide like the capital G guardian in them, and then when they like hit puberty, then they are going to become a guardian, and that person was Medivh. And
every time you mention the jerk guy, I just see Ross from Friends, because I have no one else. Or maybe Hugh Grant or something. I don't know.
Hugh Grant is a treasure. Don't you say anything bad about Hugh Grant.
What?
Oh, I'm a big Hugh Grant fan. Let me tell you. I celebrate his entire collection. Anyways. It's not a joke, actually.
And I stole his entire collection from the store when I was 13.
Shut up. Anyways, when she created Medivh, she was like, okay, you are going to be the last guardian, capital L, capital G. And so knowing that all this super powerful power would be in him, what do you think she did? That's right. She just like noped out and let like the jerk raise him, and she's like disappeared, right? Because, you know, when like you give this one being the most powerful, you know, magical stuff in the world, you should not hang around and make sure it ends up okay. So what happens? He like turns 14 and his voice cracks, and then like he like falls into a coma because, you know, he's trying to deal with these super powerful powers. And then after, you know, he came back 10 years later, he created a dark portal, and she was like, wait a minute, something bad. Just, she felt there was a disturbance in the force. Yes, she felt a disturbance in the force that was a dark portal. She went and checked it out. It was Medivh. Oh no!
She dead? Am I crazy? I thought she passed away long before.
No. She's like, at this point, she's like 800 years old because she uses anti-aging magic. Literally. And so her and Medivh got into a fight, and Medivh won and took away all of her magic except for her anti-aging magic. Because if they took that away, then she'd have to go away. And in Warcraft lore, every character has to always be around. So he...
Unless your voice is Chris Metzen.
So left just her anti-aging magic, and so she slowly, over time, regained all of her powers so that she could revive the last guardian, her son, Medivh, as a ghost. Actually, that happened. So she revived Medivh as a ghost. And now he knows about the Lich King. Not sure really which Lich, though, because there's a bunch of them. And then after she revives Medivh, she goes hangs out with Jaina Proudmoore, and they herd some Thunder Lizards. The end.
That made total sense, and I could follow to all of that.
You lost me more than once. All I know is that Ross from Friends and Hugh Grant are both Medivh's dad, and I'm glad I know that now.
No, but part of the wiki was actually her and Jada herding thunder lizards. I don't even know. Like what?
Okay.
That's,
huh?
That's canon. Like
sure.
I mean, that's just what wealthy people do in their free time on Azeroth. Have you heard of the thunder? Nothing feels like hurting a thunder lizard. And they serve drinks after.
Oh, God.
All right, here we go.
Card reviews.
It's the best. It's the absolute best. All right, so.
It's beautiful.
Let's card review some cards. What do you got for us, Matt?
I got the first one, and I guess it's Enslaved Fel'Lor. It's a new core set warlock common. It matters, I guess. With taunt, also damages the minions next to each other. It's a 7-mana 4/10 demon.
It has cleave.
It has cleave on it. Yes, taunt and cleave. Yes, taunt and cleave. It's a 4/10.
Oh yeah, why does it just say cleave?
Because that would make sense.
In my head, it just says cleave.
Yeah.
You know, cleave is coming back when they know, like, Magic 2014 is going to have cleave in it. It's going to have the keyword cleave.
Is it? Really?
Yes. No, they
2014?
Or 20.
Yeah. The 2014 Hearthstone is coming out. Right?
Oh, you said Magic, so I was confused.
Oh, sorry. I meant Hearthstone 2014. The Hearthstone.
Enrage is coming back.
Oh, it's Enrage that's coming back. That's right. That's not going to be confusing at all. Is that?
And Poisonous is going away.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So
the sound effects when you come play this card, it says, "How do you like my hot pig chains, mortal?" Because that's hot pig
so
chains.
So awesome.
I do, Enslaved Fel'Lor. I do like your hot pig chains. They're
sweet. How good is the art and theme? Art is honestly pretty sweet. It's, you know, pretty big Fel'Lor with hot pink chains wrapped around him. He has a super cool hat.
Yeah, and it's like a mohawk hat thing going on there.
I know, and his axe looks super cool. What part
looks
of it
like
we can see.
It's like they're on their way to a Cure concert. In like
it does.
It does. Let's all get sad for a moment.
Enslaved Fel'Lor, don't cry.
Oh, God. And how
now
much?
I want to sing that song and listen to that song right now.
Fel'Lor, don't cry. How much fun is this
Enslaved
card?
Enslaved Fel'Lor, don't cleave.
How much fun is this card? It's a big demon, and big demons are fun, so that makes it super fun.
I mean, it costs 7, so it's never getting play ever.
Never at all. Like even if you have like a big demon warlock, it's probably the 4th choice you'd pick.
Billion gajillion years. This is only good if you get it off of Galakrond.
Like, yeah. Like it corrupts your Ticketus, maybe? That's about it.
I mean, it does do that. It might be worth playing.
Yeah.
What do you got for us, Enthralamund?
I got Aegwynn the Guardian as a throwback to the medieval lore. I'm jumping the gun a little bit. Okay. Aegwynn the Guardian's a 5-mana 5/5. I didn't know that until right now. her text says spell damage +2. Death rattle. The next minion you draw inherits these powers. And her sound effects are going to be, one day, this casserole recipe, my casserole recipe, will be yours.
Because she's his mommy.
No, she used to go party in the woods with all the other mages and the casserole. It was part of the lore. Never mind. Okay.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay. No one's going to remember I did that. I don't even remember the whole lore. How good is the art and theme? The theme is amazing. She passes on her powers and them like putting it on the card this way. That's pretty sweet. Like, because that's apparently the story, right? Is that she does. She passes on her
powers. What do you mean apparently? Explained this to you.
No, but
she dies.
When she dies, no, right?
She
in
just,
the story?
Nope.
She dies and she passes them on to Medivh. I swear that's what I read in the Medivh lore. I might be wrong.
I don't think she didn't die because they fought. And then he took away her powers except for her anti-aging magic.
I feel like I want to Google this, but that would be very off-brand.
I actually have it up right now in front of me. I could look at it, but I'm not going to because that's less fun.
All right, doesn't matter. how much fun is this? Burn, Meiji, burn. Burn, Meiji, burn, do-do-do. Tempo Inferno. I don't think this goes in Burn Mage. I think it's a little slow, but I'm going to play it in Burn Mage because I want to.
Well, I mean, this is just really good if you're playing that card draw spell, right? Like, no matter when you get it, this is going to be good.
Well, like, also the fact that, like, the death rattle and the spell damage code down to every minion in your deck after this card dies.
Yeah, when they die. Yeah, but like, you're saying, like, turn 7 is hard to play. Like, the next time you're getting this on a minion and it's going to have impact is turn 7 or 8. Like, that's pretty late. Like,
I only play mage decks.
I think that... I could see this seeing play depending on what the meta looks like. We don't know what it's going to look like at all. No. I don't think this is an especially powerful card. Like, I really don't.
I would play this in Highlander Mage.
Yep.
Just because it's a 5/5 for five that does spell damage plus 2, that just gives a sweet death rattle to everything unless it gets silenced.
No, I agree, but that will be in Wild, I guess. But
I know,
be...
which doesn't exist to me, so.
All right. There we go. Dan, what's happening, Dan?
I have Korvas Bloodthorn. She is a 2-mana 2/2 charge lifesteal. Charge, well, Demon Hunter, probably can all assume that. Demon Hunter, charge, lifesteal. After you play a card with Outcast, not after you play a card that is Outcast, but like anytime it says Outcast, so it can be in the middle if you play it, this card returns to your hand. So it's basically a pen flinger with charge and lifesteal. So the sound effect is going to be this.
Oh no.
Hey, loser! Hey, loser! Hey, loser!
Does it do it twice because you pay 2 mana for it?
Hey, loser!
Ha, ha!
Hey, loser! Ha, ha! Hey, loser!
People are going to turn off our podcast.
Hey, loser!
Like, come on. Oh.
Hey, loser!
Hey, loser!
I hate that sound effect.
So it's going to do that. So the reason it does it 12 times is because...
it's a Demon Hunter card.
Yeah.
Because the Demon Hunter card...
it's more powerful. I will concede so fast to that 12 times.
Like, you're only playing this for full cost like a few times because, you know, you're getting this off of Skull, so it's gonna be free. And so great. So
is
much
Skull
fun.
Sticking around? Is
yes.
Really?
And they have so they reduce the mana cost and
of
change
Skull?
Something.
No, Skull's still
right?
6. No, Skull's still
is
6.
It?
It's the Warglaives, it's 5 mana. It's a 5,
oh,
it's a 3/3
that's right.
Now.
Warglaives got changed. Okay.
Dan, you're telling scary stories here.
But Twin Slice is going away, which is probably the biggest change to Demon Hunter.
I don't know. Yeah. They say that, but like they'll just use whatever broken tool they have next, right? Like
I don't think anything's more broken than Twin Slice was broken.
No, yeah, I don't think so either.
Yeah.
Anyway, how good's the art and theme, Dan?
The art and the theme, I mean, so she is wearing a bikini into battle while wielding literal 6 blades that look like an axe. Like she has those like Illidan punchy things. There's 6 blades. So
what
count...
you're saying is that 15-year-olds in 1997 are super stoked.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm just saying it's like poor decisions have been made. Like if you are wielding 12 blades worth of blade, you should wear armor. Not a bikini. I'm just throwing that out there. Korvas, you do you. I'm not here to judge.
Well, at least she's wearing shin guards.
So the first like thing I also player. Want to say is shin guards. She hits herself in the shins. Is that the last time on the podcast I should say those aren't glaives, for the first of all. Like a glaive is an actual weapon that doesn't look like those things in World
of
Warcraft.
Oh, they're 6-bladed axey things. They're like a
secondly, like those are that look like the most awkward, hard to fight with weapons anyone could have ever possibly designed.
Like, they're not they make
she
bat
will only
look
hurt
good.
Herself. She will only hurt herself with those.
And every time it's like, here's Illidan, this dangerous guy, and he may as well be holding, like, I don't know, like a baseball bat full of nails bent in half pointing
at
himself.
That's like, dangerous. That's dangerous. Hey.
Like, it's just like, why is the bat pointed at you, man? Like, why don't the blades point towards your enemies?
So she's holding, it's like a punch dagger she's holding, and then there's an axe and an axe, double like a double-headed axe, right? So you have like, there's 6 points, and then the punch dagger also has 2 points of an axe. Like, it's just the worst. Like,
but they look like Batman, so they're kind of edgy. They look like bat symbols, right?
And like
they're ridiculous.
They have like gold things in the bottom that look like ailerons, so like you put like in a paper airplane. For some reason.
I don't even know what's going on here. And she's wearing a Robin mask. Like, why is she wearing a Robin mask? Right? Like, I don't get it. Like, why?
I don't know.
Is she wearing a Robin mask?
This is so 1997, this art. Like, I'm sorry. It just reminds me of,
so unfair to 1997.
Just reminds me of, like, every new superhero where it's, like, lady in a bikini with a bunch of blades and armor that doesn't make sense. Issue 1, go pick it up now. Corvus Bloodthorn.
So how much fun is this? I mean, fun for who? So,
people like Pinslinger. That's how life.
I don't know, right? Like, I don't know. I don't know. It. Yeah. So,
I don't know why. Like, my gut feeling like is that this card is really bad.
It's
and
bad.
I don't
know
why. But
yeah,
it feels really bad to me.
I don't think it is good either. But like, Charge and Lifesteal are both really, really powerful, right? So
yeah, but
like
for two damage,
you can hit your opponent with this 3 times in a turn, like that seems pretty good. Yeah.
If you could, yeah, I mean, like just yeah. It's,
but how many outcast cards are we actually playing right now? Not a whole lot.
I don't
play DH. Don't ask
yeah,
me.
That's what I'm thinking.
DH is a combo deck yeah. right now, right? Except for like you know
aren't
the aggro version.
1 minute, like, 2 minute. Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, I yeah. don't know. I don't. Demon Hunter is yeah. Skull is still in the game, so Demon Hunter will still be good. So I also have Blade Master Samuro. Is that how we pronounce that? Do we know?
Like sure. how they're like, how can we make like a Japanese like inspired character sound really cool? And they're like, well, samurai is a Japanese word. I like Oreos. Samuro, sweet.
So the sound effect is gonna be. I don't know. Like it's just I don't know. I have no idea. Or like
no stop.
So I'm gonna jump to the art and theme. Oh, that's actually next. Actually, since the art and theme, right? So
I'll jump right
first
next to the next thing.
First, his face or lack thereof. It's I think that's
I
a mouth.
Like it.
It's only a mouth. There's no eyes. It's just a mouth.
I
don't
eyes.
Quite understand what's going
eyes.
On here. Those are eyebrows. Those aren't eyes. Those are eyebrows. That's two eyebrows and
he's
then
got
like
a
weird
eyes.
Mouth. Nope. Those are eyebrows. And then like so his entire face is a mouth. So
I actually like the art on this card.
it's truly baffling to me. It took me forever to figure out what's going on here. So, okay. So literally in the show notes I wrote, oh, I get it. So he has a ponytail. So that's the first thing. That's not part of an axe. The other thing that looks like it.
I hadn't figured that out yet.
Yeah, yeah. And the other part that looks like an axe is a flag. So the red thing yeah. and the ponytail. So that's a flag that. and a ponytail. So that's not at all related. And then he's holding a big sword, right? And you're trying to figure out, well, what's that sword doing? And then, like, why is he jumping out away from a flame? No, it's a big flaming sword thing. So, yeah.
But it's a giant flaming sword that deals 1 damage to 1 thing.
Yeah. I mean, the 1 damage is just from his battle cry, right? Like, it's just like, ah! That's what does the 1 damage. So, oh, sorry. I forgot to say what this card does. So, 4 mana, 1/6, rush. Frenzy deal damage equal to this minion's attack to all enemy minions. So Frenzy is like the new spell burst, right? So like when it first does damage, the Frenzy effect goes off.
Yeah,
right?
When damage is done to the card. So it's like Enrage, but spell burst.
Yep, yep. So how much fun is this card? It's not fun. No part of this card is fun. It only seems like something that Warrior is going to play, and it's just going to be annoying, right? Like
Can we please just nickname this card Blade Master Sally?
Yeah, I want to name it Blade Master Sammy.
Well, it's Sergeant Sally though.
Oh, this it is Sergeant Sally. Right? You're right. It's Blade Master Sally.
It's legitimately a back card.
Yeah. I thought for sure your sound effects was going to be like, Joel's going to make me craft this one too.
I was honestly so disturbed by this mouth man that like I could not.
No, it's not. It's not Blade Master Sally. It's Mouth Man.
Like, I don't know what's going. Like, so I thought the worst art in this game was the mount seller that sold. The armor vendor that sold saddles, but because the armor vendor is very much selling a saddle. But this one takes the cake. That mouth,
I like this art.
That mouth makes no sense. It is ridiculous.
What do you
I
mean?
Don't.
Of course, he has this art, dude.
He has an itty bitty little face and a big mouth.
I love it.
It's so strange.
I love his arms too. They're like these big chunky like tree trunk looking things. He has an itty bitty face. Yeah, I love it. I think it's great.
And like, it's like, so what's going on like on his belt there? Is that like, is he going fishing later? Like, is he going to go fishing for sharks? And like, no, that's
he's
just
got
like
little
the
skulls hanging off of it. And his
he's got a fanny. He's got
I
a fanny. He's got a fanny
art.
Pack in front.
That's not a fanny pack. He's going deep sea fishing. That is his reel.
Oh,
and,
what? So what he's got there is actually a fishing rod. He's fishing for sharks. And what's going on there is not a fanny pack. It's actually one of those big shark fishing reel things, you know? That's what's going on here. So he is not a blade master. He's a fisher person.
I just also love that this guy's this giant flaming sword and he deals one damage. Like, what is that? Like, what is that? I don't know.
And the best part is like, so like you can't even, it's like a self-damaging effect on this card is terrible because the frenzy goes off. So you can't even make it go bigger, right? Like,
what do you mean?
Like, so frenzy is when it takes damage, right? So if you do a self-damaging effect on this, what order does that happen, right?
So like if you cruel taskmaster this thing, it does the damage and like gives it +2 attack at the same time. So then it hits for three. Yeah.
So yeah, it's a terrible card and I despise it already.
and then you rush into whatever's left, which is interesting.
Terrible.
All right, I'll do Vanessa Van Cleef. I got Vanessa.
No, it's
Van
Vanessa.
Cleef.
It's Vanessa.
Right, Vanessa. My bad.
Vanessa.
Get it right.
There you go.
Joel and
there
Matt.
You go.
What do we think we're doing? Next week, two new podcast hosts with Dano. As Matt and Joel were kicked down a well. This is squelch. All right, here we go. Vanessa Van Cleef is a 2-mana 2/3. Somewhat like Shaku, the bestest boy.
Oh, Shaku.
That's a good card.
Miss
Rogue,
you.
Rogue Portrait, 2-mana, 2/3, just feels good. That's one of my all-time favorite cards. Oh, I think we all love that. Okay. Combo. Add a copy of the last card your opponent played to your hand. Ooh, gives me the chills. Did I mention I like Mono Blue Clones? Okay, here we go. The sound effects are... Sound effects? That's how Vanessa would pronounce
it's true.
It.
It's true. It's canon.
The sound effects are... my dad could beat up all your dads and also even their entire meta.
It's funny because it's true.
It is true.
How's the art and theme? Well, it's like Wayne Reynolds and it looks super sick and he's an awesome artist and this
is
rad.
It's really, really good.
And the bandana and the hair and it's just
the poison is so good. I love the poison. It's so great. Yeah.
And then the callback to the tabard that Ben Brode had that big story about.
Oh, that was great.
From the original TCG and everything and like the kind of drop loot stuff. If you haven't read it, go find it. You'll find it on Ben Brode's Twitter. How much fun is this card? It's so crazy, insanely fun. I get to play my opponent's cards, and then you're going to have to also play around this card when you're playing up against Rogue. People are going to miss sequence playing around Van Issa, Van Cleef, or people are going to totally forget about it, and I'm going to get their great stuff.
Mm-hmm. That'll be me.
This card itself is going to keep me playing a lot of Rogue for a long time. I'm very, very, very excited about the play mechanics of this card. It's going to be so much fun.
It's super interesting, right? Like, the more you think about it, like, the more interesting it gets, and the more, like, back and forth play style there is. It's really fun.
It's super cool. All right, I got the last one then. It's Peon. It's a 2-mana 2/3. It's a Frenzy, which we talked about earlier. Add a random spell from your class to your hand. So it's a Peon, and the sound effects when it comes in is, zarg, zarg, more work. Something you do it.
I serve you now, demon hunter.
Yeah.
I feel like the fact that it's add a random spell from your class to your hand. I mean, this is gonna be good in Demon Hunter.
It's gonna be good in a lot of things, actually. I think this card's phenomenal.
Let's be honest. The reason they had to send Twin Slice to Wild was because they created Peon. Yeah. Otherwise, it'd just be more Twin Slice creation.
Twin Slice? Twin Slice for you.
It's like in every other class you Jump put it in your deck, it reads this. You put it in Demon Hunter, it's like add a random Twin Slice.
Frenzy. Add Twin Slice to your hand.
I was playing against
the Demon Hunter the other day, and it was like, they played two Wandmakers in a row. It's like, well, I've lost.
Yep. Yeah. So how good is the art and theme? In my opinion, it's the best art in Forge of the Baron so far. This art is amazing. It is incredibly good. Like, I saw the full art piece, and it's just like, oh, it's so good. Like, the look on his face, the paper's flying everywhere. Like, it's just like, oh, God, it's so good.
I want this on my office wall. I'm not even kidding. I have some really awesome... I have dogs playing D&D on my wall. I have a couple signed podcast posters from different shows I love. I have the geekiest office in the world. This would be perfect.
Don't you have a Mighty Ducks poster? Am I crazy?
I have a signed Mighty Ducks poster.
Oh, man.
Yes. Yes, I do.
Did Emilio sign it? No, who signed it?
No. It was Charlie? No, even better. It was the woman who played the figure skater.
Oh, awesome.
So, yeah, she's an HR rep here in Minneapolis, and my friend's wife works with her. And so for Christmas, she brought the post. She asked if she would sign a poster, and she said, yeah. So, like, she signed the poster to me, and then they framed it and gave it to me for Christmas. It's the best Christmas present I got in my entire life. It is amazing.
That is awesome.
It's so good. Oh, I love it.
How much fun is this card, Matt?
It's super fun. Like, random spells are always fun. Just ask Babbling Book. Yeah, but I think I love this card. I'm just going to jam it, and I hope I get these gold, because this card is awesome. I just realized
it says spell and not...
Not minion.
Card. Yeah, it's spell.
Card. Yep. It's a spell. You always get a spell.
Ooh, that's hot.
This card's awesome. I love it. I love it so much.
It's a lot of fun.
So he's got a backpack full of spells.
Or just,
who gave the Peon Medivh spellbook?
More gold. Need more gold.
It's so good. It's gonna be so much fun.
Under attack.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah. Anyway. We done?
I think that's it.
Cool.
Yeah, I think I'm happy. Well, I could talk more about Vanessa Van Cleef if you want. I'm pretty excited about that card.
Great. That sounds wonderful, but that's not. So that's it for this week. Thank you so much for listening. We honestly appreciate and love you all. You can find all our socials, media, and contact information at squelchcast.com.
And thank you very much. And remember, this is a game, and games are supposed to be fun.
Did you?
Job's done.
For all the time.
Sorry, I was. My cat was climbing up the back of my chair, so I had to. So I was a little
for all the time you said thanks when I.
I'm sure if we used the cure at the end of the podcast, the nobody would care.
No.
I
Fellords, don't cry.
I want to write a song. I didn't want to throw them on thinking I still took
what are you doing,
Julian?
Almost broke now behind my computer monitor. She's about to play with my camera.
Your BMing is getting old. And
what
I
are
think
you doing?
Something I don't want to hold back. Opponent,
midnight, go to sleep.
That. My gooch don't like you.
Anyway,
likes everyone.
Yeah. I'm tired.
No, I'm exhausted, like dude. It's been a week. It's been like 2 weeks this week, and it's just like, ugh.
So I agree with that. Yeah. I'm done.
Sarah's class is just. The struggle is real. They're something special. I feel bad for her. She's having a rough one this year.
I have an exceptional class right now.
That's awesome.
Amazing kids and hard workers.
And she has some great kids, don't get me wrong. Like, it's just, you know, they're just... this year is super hard for everybody, right? And like,
You can really love the students that you're working with and also be driven a little bit crazy.
Yeah. And, you know...
100% possible.
And so, like, with the COVID stuff going on, right? And she's works at a Catholic school, so they've been in school this entire time, and so but like all of their specials are in her room, so there's no like break ever, so they're all at the same place at the same time always, and it's just like if you spent, you know, 9 hours a day with your family, right? Like, you know, nonstop. Like, it's just everyone just gets, they're just all a little bit too close, and you can't even like move around very much because, you know, they have to have their desks and they have like the plastic between them all. And it's just like, it's just so hard.
That's
so tough. Yeah, they're getting through it though.